Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God. God.
Afghanistan just has so many threatening things about it, right? I like
like how they said it was to attack ISIS. So you drop a $1 billion bomb on ISIS? I mean, seriously? To bust up a couple caves of weapon caches? Why don't you just seal the caves in? Oh, I guess that would make sense, huh? Actually, what they were doing was blowing up a deep underground alien base, and so that's much more exciting. Much more interesting. Let me see if I can pull up a map. Middle East is interesting because it has such an ancient history. You know, you always hear about people being like celebrities or somebody being killed. Like, oh, they weren't killed. They were just, they faked their death and they're in underground. They're in an underground city and whatever, you know. Like they're just hanging out underground because they want to, right? But I often hear about people that have been soul scalped and replaced, like they're saying, oh, they're just underground. They were taken underground, like they're enjoying an oasis in an underground city that they have for the people that they call the elites, right? That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that there's these cities with condos, and they actually are. But that's where you're going to get to go to spend during the rough times that come on Earth. You'll get a condo or an apartment, and you and your family will be safe. This is what they tell the scientists and truthers even. I know they gave me that crap about 15 years ago. And it's all lies, folks. It's all lies. It's all lies. Those cities do exist. But when people disappear underground, typically it's because they're, what I'm finding out now, is because they're being held. I knew they were being held prisoners. I didn't understand to the extent. And I just uploaded a video to my channel on kidnapped humans, brain sharing with clone replacements. And this goes back to what I was talking about during my last show, where humans are being abducted and kidnapped and taken to off-world and even on-world bases. And they're being used as like their own, like human computers. They're strapped on tables. Their bodies are put in some kind of stasis mode, but their brains are kept active. And they brain share with their clone replacement that's taken their place in society. And when I saw the trailer for Surrogates, I was like, that's exactly what they're doing. Except if you see the movie Surrogates, it's something that people are voluntarily doing because, of course, they're just going to cover that angle on TV. They're going to make it, or movies, they're going to make it look like it's voluntary, that people pay to do this kind of thing because they can experience things in the other parts of the world that they could never do realistically. And you know, no, that's not how it goes, folks. How it goes is you're kidnapped off the earth. You're held in confinement. And they force you to file share, brain share, with the person, the lookalike, the clone that's taking your place in society. That's what they do. I know this has happened to several people that I know the names of that I'm not going to release. But that's what they do. That's what we're dealing with. Because I've told you, the wicked go to levels we couldn't even think of. And if you read in Revelation chapter 18, one of the reasons Babylon is destroyed that angers the Father is because they traded in the souls of men. Now, what exactly do you think that means, traded in the souls of men? When you learned even one corner of the entire grasp or the whole meaning of that, it would just freak you out. It's creepy. And I've told you that they put people's souls in jars. And Dulce Base, I've seen that. And they do soul transference and all this other stuff. Well, they also take you off planet And I posted a video on my Facebook about Mars, cyborg medical labs on Mars bases. What they do on Mars with these cyborg labs. They kidnap humans off the Earth. They take them up there. They put them in these stasis tanks, whatever. They completely mind control them, mind erase, brainwash, whatever. Create them as cyborgs, recreate them as cyborgs, and they sell them to alien races. They sell them as slaves. And the reason why it's so messed up with the homosexual agenda on Earth right now, I don't even get involved with it anymore. I used to be one of these Romans chapter 1 thumpers where homosexuals just cast into like fire and a story. I don't even do that anymore because I know what they're doing when they're born. They're attacking human fetuses before they're even born with gender bender chemicals and soul transference and everything else. So some of these people that are born, maybe they at one time when they were being created, you know, when the life, when the breath of God and the life of God all created the start of the whole formation of that baby being born, created, they start messing with it. At early at 8 and 12 weeks, what if they actually were supposed to be a girl and they come out a boy? They come out the opposite sex. And so they have to live their entire lives knowing that they were, well, they wouldn't have the physical knowledge, but they would know something's not right. I'm a boy. I'm a girl. This is what they're doing to people. And so they grow up enslaved because they feel like they're a boy, but they're in a girl body, or the opposite. And yeah, there's a thing, demons getting involved and demonizing people into thinking that, you know, you want to do homosexuality, you want to do lesbianism, whatever. But there's a whole range. Pandora's box when it even comes to gender issues anymore. A whole range of genders. Pandora's box. I don't even touch it anymore. I'm just like, whatever, let God judge it. Let him figure it out. I mean, yeah, when you're straight your entire life and you go to college and you decide to become gay, which is the big thing. Yeah, you weren't messed with. You're just being a radical. You're just being rebellious against the father. But for these people that were born in torment, and you know that's because of what they've done to you when you were in a fetus. You know they target pregnant women all the time. These alien doctors. They could stand beside your bed with their little clipboards or take you places and watch your progress and do things to your unborn baby that you don't even know what's going on. The mother doesn't even know what's going on. They target women who are pregnant. They could even implant women who are pregnant or who are not pregnant with three-party DNA fetuses, babies. And then they end up becoming pregnant and giving birth to a hybrid baby. That's what they do a lot. So a lot of these women don't even know they're having a hybrid baby. Because it looks like her, it looks like him, but then you've got that third-party alien DNA introduced into it. I shouldn't say DNA, maybe genetics. I don't know what they call it. So there's a lot of creepy stuff going on, folks. Let's get back to Afghanistan, because that was the one I was the mother of all bombs, spending a $1 billion bomb. But hey, they actually did destroy a good thing. They destroyed a deep underground alien base, despite what they tell you in the news. Oh, 36 ISIS fighters were killed. Oh, we destroyed a couple caves and weapon caches. Never believe anything you read in the media. There's always the real story somewhere. If you can find someone who knows it, I just happened to be looking in the Bible codes this morning, and I stumbled on this bombing, and I'm like, what was in the news the other day? It was yesterday. It was Afghanistan. Oh, that's what really happened. Good. You know, it's just a reptilian base, and you know, the reptiles, it just doesn't get any. I don't think it could get any worse. Because that is Lucifer's direct people to him. The reptilians, the reptiles. When Satan was turned into a snake in the Garden of Eden, it affected all those angels who fell with him. Do you think they became literal slimy snakes that crawl on the ground? That was symbolic. But they are reptiles. They are reptilians. Lizard-looking, when you look at them, they still have two legs, two arms, two feet, two hands. They just look reptile. Reptilians. They're ugly. That's what they were cursed to become. And so that's their true form. That is Lucifer's true form to this day, is a reptile. He is no longer an angel. He's a reptile. And then, part of another judgment, because he got Eve pregnant, he was turned black, so now he's a black reptile. And their offspring was half black, half white. But he's the Indian race. There's a direct descendant of him and Eve's children, the Indians, the Indian race. That's not a Hamitic black. That's a, I don't know what color that would be. Ham's kids were Hamitic, and that's pretty much the African Hamitics, the African Negroes. Just different races. Lilith's kids were the Chinese, the Asians. Two oldest races on Earth, India and Asia. Asia was Lucifer's children with Lilith. India was Lucifer's children with Eve. People think I'm crazy, but the proof is right there in front of you folks. I'm just telling you where they come from. Don't yell at me. So, I'm looking at this map on Africa because I'm giving them another target since they're blowing up alien bases. I didn't even know about that one in Afghanistan. I knew people were being held. I don't know exactly where. I know they're in Dulce, in Los Alamos, in DARPA's base in New York, Montauk, Long Island. And I heard they just made a new base in Roswell, New Mexico. But there is an ancient Star Wars type base. This is the one the Star Wars series was taken off of. And if you look at an African map, you look at Libya and Egypt and Sudan, they all kind of come into a corner point there. Now, I don't know for sure, but I'd bet if you dropped a Moab bomb right there in that corner, that you'd hit it. Or maybe just in that little area of Libya that overlaps into Sudan. Little indentation there. Because I know it's on the border of Libya. I just don't know exactly where. It's either on the south of Sudan or Chad, or on the east with Egypt. But that's where there's the huge council. You know in Star Wars where they have the huge council and the Federation and they all, you know, it's their Congress or whatever, and they all go and have these council meetings. That's the kind of city this is. This is where the Congress is for all the alien race, the United Nations. Yeah, there you go. The United Nations is for all the alien races. This is their council, their federation. And it's underneath the ground there. It's on a deep underground base. And it actually runs underground all the way. It goes under the water. It's way deep underneath. I was told that, I was told that this base runs all the way to India. That would be pretty far under that water there, but all that used to be one landmass at one time. It was probably created before the earthquake separated that whole area, Middle East. This whole world used to be one big, large landmass at one time. It's all the earthquakes after the flood. A bunch of earthquakes taking place after the flood and the water is receding. A bunch of earthquakes took place. That's where all the history is with all of Lucifer's people, because they were the ancient Sumerians. That's why Iraq has such significance to them, because back in the day, and I talk about this in my book, the Gulf of Eden, the Garden of Eden was over in it's underneath the Gulf of Aden now. They call it the Gulf of Aden, between Africa and Saudi Arabia. That whole Gulf of Eden used to be the ancient Garden of Eden, the Gulf of Aden. I keep calling it Gulf of Eden because that's what it is. And Lucifer's people, his fallen angels, were coming down to Earth after the Father had recreated Earth and created the Garden of Eden and set Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Lucifer found his way to Earth with all his little people, not all of them, some most of them are in Orion. But he brought down all of his scientists and his tech people, because those are his favorites. And they set up shop in what we know as Iraq. And that was where the first city on Earth was ever built, was in Iraq. And when the angels will leave the Garden of Eden at sunset, that is when Lucifer would make his move into the Garden of Eden. He created a portal and got over there, and that's when he would seduce first Lilith and then later Eve. But their first city, their first habitation on Earth was in Iraq and Sumeria, ancient Sumeria. So there was ancient portals there. And I think back in the Gulf War in 1990, the first one, that the whole thing was over the Stargate over there, and they found a Stargate. So they wanted to get hold of that Stargate, and so they fabricated the whole Iraq War thing. And, you know, they kill a bunch of birds with one stone. They got their oil pipeline in and got a central bank in and got the Stargate. Their significance with Syria now, too, which is why there's so much fighting going on over in Syria. I talk about the energy ley lines there and stuff. That the cities that they're trying to take control of form some kind of pentagon. I don't know about any of that. Their fighting is usually over portals. And so, I'll give them some targets. Well, these reptile mess are. you know they're going to be in Mount Hermon. United Nations already has a post on Mount Hermon. That's got to be some kind of portal over there, because that's where the 200 watchers came to Earth and stood on Mount Hermon and decided to rebel against God and come to Earth and procreate with human women. That's where that took place, was at Mount Hermon. And Mount Hermon is north of Israel and Lebanon. That's where that took place. Probably a portal there. You know, there's portals or bases in Mongolia. There's an entrance in Mongolia down to Shambhala. And who borders Mongolia? Russia. Russia to the north and China to the south. Surprise, surprise, huh? Mongolia always had giants. That was always a country that had huge giants. Their history. And Shambhala is the ancient city under the world, under the earth. Where this mystic, ancient Aryan race was that Hitler was a spokesman for. He was trying to overcome or rule the world so that he could establish this Aryan master race on Earth. Well, everyone thinks Aryans is blonde and blue eyes or Nazis, and it had nothing to do with that. It was the tall whites that live in Shambhala, and they happen to be blonde and blue eyes, but that's because they were offspring of the fallen angels. Angels have blonde hair and blue eyes. Lucifer, the devil, has blue eyes. A lot of history, a lot of ancient history into there. The United States was supposed to become the what it is, a superpower. It was going to become Satan's superpower on Earth. That's what it became, militarily. They dominated the Earth. The bases everywhere. They were going to bring in the one world government. The United Nations is here. We have the strongest military in the world. And so you can imagine, if all their focus was on the United States to become the military superpower, to bring in this one world government, how many bases are in our own country? The reptiles have nests everywhere. And what they do is prey on mankind. It's like we're like cattle to them. It's cattle. Millions of people go missing a year, and they're sacrificed by the Satanists. They're put in child trafficking rings, human slavery rings, and they're disappeared. The underground bases and off-world bases. You can't imagine the horrors that they've put through humans. I mean, there are humans born in off-world bases that have never been to Earth, don't even know what Earth is. They're not told about Earth. They grow up off-world, they have families off-world, they have families, generations are off-world. There were people taken off the earth when the flood was taking place, because Lilith was going back and forth to the earth, taking her kids off of it to try to get as many as she could before the flood destroyed them all. and only probably half of them made it back. Where she brought half of them back, they probably kept the others because they're all over space. You know, how do they get into space? Well, that's how the aliens take them. Because we don't have a way with our crafts to get in and out like they do. People have been screaming, how do they have bases on Mars? Well, I told you back in the 2000s, one of the first things I did was teach you they had bases on Mars. The military did. I don't know. I know they had a portal in Lake Michigan, and they could use that to send humans. I don't know if they'd send crafts, but they would send humans in and out of that portal in Michigan. I was told that by a former Navy person. And so we targeted Lake Michigan with our Orgone to try to destroy that gate, that portal. I know Pine Gap in Australia had a lot to do with off-world stuff. The real space program is in Pine Gap in Australia. It has nothing to do with NASA in Florida. All that is a disinfo ministry where they come up with BS and hide everything. Anything that's actually useful is the one they use in Pine Gap, where they open up portals and stuff. They probably have, it's like a CERN type thing there. I mean, that CERN they built in Switzerland is certainly not the first they ever built, folks. They have them all over the place. They have one in Texas. They've got a mini one in Chicago. They've got one in China. Well, I'm sure they have them in Russia and everywhere else. Germany. All we do is wait for the final avalanche, the final onslaught for all these aliens to say, hey, we're here, because everybody keeps waiting for the invasion before they don't believe they're here. They've always been here. Everyone's waiting. The New Age is waiting for the commencement of the Eighth Regime, the beginning of the New Age on Earth, with their ascended masters and world teachers, blah, blah, blah. That's what they tell them. We're world teachers. We're ascended masters. No, we don't eat you in our dining bases. No, we're not going to stuff you in our freezers so we have a cachet of human food. These people are so stupid. I actually had to do a video to warn them that this Ananda is not the Jesus of the Bible, because they all think he is. That's why you find so many Christians involved with the New Age movement. You're like, what are you doing? That is not the Son of God. They think that Sananda, the fake Jesus, is the real Son of God. Buying into the hogwash. And then when you catch a look at these supposed Christians that are the biggest cheerleaders for Sananda, this whole New Age thing, they got black eyes. They're black eyes. And then there's this huge kick. Huge push online, everywhere on message boards and everywhere else, videos telling people the mark of the beast isn't the chip. Do you know how many millions of people are going to get thrown in hell because they won't go to the Father direct and ask him about it? They're just so easily influenced by other people what to believe. It's a mess. It really is a mess. Another one thing the Father's been wanting me to get across is how we're surrounded by fakes. All these fake humans. Fakes, fakes, fakes. And you go from one level to the next of what they're doing, the technologies they're using and what they're doing to humans, because they're replacing humans with clones and synthetics and lookalikes. And then you go up a level and you realize, you learn that they're sticking the real ones in underground bases to become directors, the surrogates, the ones that are on Earth. I was amazed that that movie, there was even a movie like that. I'm trying to describe to people what I've been shown, and they send you these movie clips, and it's like, wow, I can't even believe that they made that. Anyway, spin it, of course. They always put their Hollywood entertainment spin, like, oh, look, this is for entertainment. But at least it's out there. You know, they have a contract. Hollywood has a contract with the CIA. And the CIA puts out movies to reveal what's going on. You have to understand, folks, that the CIA is not a human agency. The CIA is a reptile agency. It's a reptilian agency. The ones at the very top are reptiles. It's all family bloodline. That's how you get into the CIA, your bloodline. Illuminati bloodline are alien bloodline families. Deep state. Reptilian. It's all reptilian. And then regime coming in is tall graves. The Ascended Masters are all tall graves. Sananda and Maitreya, Jermaine and all them, they're tall graves. The bodies that you see them having, the tall white, they look tall white. That's just bodies they create to have as clothes, I guess you could say. Putting on a human body. Like you would put on a shirt. Because they're not human looking, they're not even fallen angels. They're graves. Tall graves. And so they create human looking bodies to resemble the watchers that fell, humanoids. And that's how they appear to mankind. You know, they show Jermaine as a red haired and mustache. And he's the one who works behind the scenes in all the global politics and economics. They all know Jermaine, because he's the one who's a politics guy. He's the money man. He's a tall gray. They all are. Ashtar Command. The Ashtar Gray Command. Who are they? The graves are the offspring of Lilith and Solomon, King Solomon. She used to seduce him. You can read it in Song of Solomon, I think it's chapter 2, where he talks about his lover at night or whatever. He would meet her in the night or whatever. That was Lilith. He was talking about Lilith. Chapter 1, he was talking about Queen Sheba. And in chapter 2, he was talking about Lilith. He had offspring with her. And she would have them in space, because her home was in space on Shima. And they were the tall grays. That's why the tall grays are the founders and controllers of Freemasonry. It's not the reptilians. It's the tall grays. A lot of reptilians in Freemasonry. But when you get to the highest level of Freemasonry, they reveal to you that a tall gray is the Grandmaster. Because that G in the little compass symbol they have, people think it's God, it could be Grandmaster, it could be Jermaine. The Grandmaster, the architect of the New World Order, Jermaine. You know, there's Saint Jermaine and the Ashtar Command. He's the money guy. He's the politics guy. He's the one who's created and crafted the whole thing, the whole New World Order. It's Ben Germain. Sananda is the false Christian Messiah. Maitreya is the false Muslim Messiah. Lilith is coming as Mary Magdalene, going to play the fake Jesus' girlfriend. They're going to find a role for her. She needs a role. So they're trying to say Mary Magdalene and Jesus had a relationship, whatever, so Lilith can worm her way in. This is like a soap opera now, you know. And Mary will be played by Eve, because Eve is still with them. She's with the Ashtar Command. She left the Father. She left. Turned her back on the Father. She left Adam. She left her kids. She went back to Lucifer. Had more kids with him. That's why she created her own country, the Indians. And she lived in the city they had built over in Samaria, ancient Iraq. I think if you looked at the Persian Gulf, you would find a mountain. Because usually when there's water, it's hiding something. And I think they buried that initial mountain underwater. There's a mountain. I can feel it. It's hard to explain, but there's something there under the water that was ancient. Probably something ancient of Lucifer's. But that was a very high-tech city on Earth. People wonder why archaeologists are digging up batteries and watches and cell phones and laptops from thousands of years ago. Nothing we have today is new, folks. It was already created back when. They just destroy it and then restart it again so they can always have constant money makers on the earth. They know exactly what to invest in so they can always be rich and have all the money. Because you build it and then you destroy it. And then you build it up again. And then you destroy it again. See how the cycles are? So you see helicopters on ancient cave drawings. What's that helicopter doing on there? What's that? Does that guy have a watch on? Mm-hmm. If we even knew half of our real history, I think people would be amazed. You know, I would. Because everything just seems so boring. I don't know. I get bored with all this stuff. But keep your eyes open, because Ashtar Command and Germain should be showing their physical ugly heads anytime. I'm thinking probably towards the end of the month. I know they wanted an Easter arrival, but they never really come when everyone expects them. I see chaos at the end of the month, huge chaos. So I'm not sure yet what that is, but I see it coming at the end of the month. Anyway, folks, my time is up. I will be back Monday night at 9 o'clock. Till then, everybody, God bless.